Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Hello, Jan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's the latest in tech? What are the big stories?
Well, a couple. And so probably the good place to start is that Rain recently launched new wireless network.
Yeah, we spoke about them.
Mobile services now.
Yeah.
And they are taking some strain. The launch has been a little rough for them. Lots of people complaining, ranging from orders not being delivered to the service not performing according to what they were hoping for, to folks who look like they live in the coverage area not getting any coverage. It's been a bit of a rough start for Rain with their big commercial launch.
It's teething problems.
Exactly. That's the thing about launching a new network, right? There's no way that you're going to be able to do it without some teething problems. And hopefully Rain comes out the other end of it stronger.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. The big Standard Bank credit card leak. Can you give us an update? Firstly, give us a background.
Sure. So this happened quite a while ago, this is probably one of the biggest financial security incidents in recent history, is where in 2016, 300 million rands worth of money was stolen from Standard Bank. And what happened was, what must be some kind of organized syndicate got their hands on the information of credit cards that they could clone, Standard Bank credit cards. They cloned them. They hit 1,400 ATMs around Tokyo, Japan. Wow. They withdrew 100,000 yen from each ATM and walked away with hundreds of millions in cash money. The incident is being investigated not by local police, but by, you know, Interpol and the like, and so we wanted to follow up on information coming from Basi van Sonnems, the director of the security for cybersecurity at the University of Johannesburg, who said that the theft of the credit card details may have been an inside job. And Standard Bank has said, listen, that they can't really talk about this because it's being investigated by local and international authorities, including Interpol. All they can say is that there's been no evidence of internal leaks or collusion. But any other information about the investigation has to come from the relevant authorities, because they don't want to compromise any investigation or potential for arrest. So that's the latest. This thing has been going on for quite a couple of years, and it was a heist of pretty epic proportions. It required immense coordination, very many actors involved. I remember reading a report suggesting that, you know, well over 100 people were involved in executing this crime. Because it was just so distributed. It was all over Tokyo all at once, like a highly, highly organized heist.
Incredible. Jan, are you following the story about what's happening with WhatsApp in India and this viral hoax that's gone viral and people have died?
Right, yes. I've not been following the story closely, so I don't really know what the message was that caused this to happen, but certainly been following the results from that, the fact that there was indeed a riot, that WhatsApp has acknowledged it, and that they've actually rolled out changes to the platform, maybe not necessarily in response to this particular incident, but the timing is kind of suspicious that, this big thing happens. The Indian government asks WhatsApp that, listen, it needs to do something about this. And then WhatsApp introducing better mechanics for group admins, for example, to deal with you know, hoax messages on their groups and so on. It's a big problem with internet scale messaging is that it can be used to distribute very, very useful information, and it can be used to distribute very, very useless information, such as a hoax, which in the unfortunate case of India turns into something that's incredibly destructive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there have been like mob lynchings. There have been 24 people who have been accused of being child kidnappers, and they've been linked to the platform. And then, you know, these messages. You know how sometimes people just don't think to check the facts before forwarding, because it comes from a good place. You know, yes. I want to let you know that this child is missing and whatever, but it's all nonsense. And nobody takes the time to check.
Forwarding something that you...
And just forwards. Exactly.
It's forwarding something that you believe to be true, or hope is true, or wish is true.
Or you want to help.
Something that is true.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just out of a genuine belief that you're signal boosting something that will, you know, get someone some help. But and you can imagine that in countries, you can imagine something like that happening in South Africa. You know, certain things are such a powder keg, you know, waiting to explode.
Yeah.
That one does worry that someone, you know, who's trying to do something for a laugh, because this is hoax. Messages on the internet is nothing new. The advent of email, I'm pretty sure the second email ever sent was some hoax email to try and get people
about a missing
to
child.
Something that was true.
Yeah.
I don't know about a missing child. I mean, that's a terrible thing to joke about, but
Jan, every single one of those missing children forms that used to come through, I used to check. You know, now thank goodness Gmail. My email's Gmail-based, but they've got these algorithms that pick it up as a hoax, and it goes straight to spam. But before that, it used to come into my mailbox. I used to pick up the phone. There's always a contact number of a colonel or lieutenant or someone at the police force, mm-hmm. and I always used to call and check, because if it is real, then I will go to the ends of the earth to make sure that message gets to the right people. If it's not, though, then I'm certainly not going to forward it. So,
not once was it ever right.
Not once was it ever a genuine case.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, and that's an amazing statistic, where out of all the emails you've received in this regard, not one of them was real.
Not one.
And the thing is, when stuff like that, when messaging like that gets mixed in with genuine messages, then you're just making it incredibly difficult for people to actually help, because now you've got a bunch of false stuff mixed in with a bunch of real stuff out there, and people are trying to find, you know, the people that are trying to help are maybe trying to find all these alleged missing kids.
Yeah.
And so in engineering terms, we refer to it, linking it back to engineering terms, we refer to it as noise. And so basically what you're doing, you're adding noise to the system, which drowns out the signal.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous, tremendous problem. And especially now that our communications are centralizing more into stuff like WhatsApp and Twitter and Facebook, and certainly more people have access to it, that's presented a tremendous problem for these platforms to solve, for people to continue to trust using them, and certainly to prevent situations like the one in India, where if you don't solve it, a government might say, you know what, this is too big a problem, and they are not willing to try and fix it, so we're just going to ban you.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you operate in the country. Sorry.
100%. Jan Vermeulen, unfortunately, that is where we leave it this week. We always run out of time. Do you realize this? We always run out of time because you are so interesting. That's Jan Vermeulen. Thank you very, very much, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Well,
God bless. Bye-bye.
Too.